we got to be honest with you. Sometimes Justin and I, we've got these ideas that strike us as brilliant.
This might be the best idea we've ever had.
Oh, so you actually think it is brilliant.
I feel like it's a service that we're providing.
Confession.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're looking for the winner of our Hall of Records competition for the deepest, darkest secret that you have never told anyone. Now, just to give you an example, this is one that we got earlier in the show.
In 1985, my friends and I stole 4 pallets of grass.
Okay, some more serious.
I mean, just straight up heathen.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Who else called in? What did we have?
Well, we've got relations in the courtroom. We've got Christmas tree knock knock. Mother Blues green room shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
With every musicians. Artist that played Mother Blues.
12, yes.
We have Uh-Oh Prego. And there's no way to put this other than we have the admission of armed robbery.
That's the one that made us pause. Now, I think we got time for one more call. Uh-huh. Do you think we should even put a call on after the armed robbery guy?
We should clean it up somehow. Maybe this will help solve some things.
I've got the voice change, so here we go. Mm-hmm.
I used to be really into running, and so I would fly all over to do these 5K and 10K races. Well, I went to Puerto Rico, San Juan, to do what they said was the world's largest 10K. We went across this bridge that was one of the longest bridges in the world, they said. There was no shoulder on the road of this bridge. There was also no toilet on this bridge.
Uh-oh.
About midway through the bridge, I realized that the vegetable sandwich that I ate in San Juan didn't agree with me. There was nowhere to go, so I had to poop myself in shorts during the world's largest 10K on one of the world's most beautiful, longest bridges. All I wanted to do was go home. People did not want to run beside me.
I guess not.
Finally, I finished the race with no one passing me, and I tried desperately to get a cab to go back to the hotel. But I couldn't find one for over an hour, didn't speak the language. So I had sitting there until the skin became very irritated, and then I finally got a cab and was crying at this point. The odor when I got in the cab was overwhelming, and I knew this, and yet the cab driver didn't go straight home. I don't know if we stopped to do a drug deal or what, but he kept stopping at people's houses.
Let me stop you right there.
What
is your story? Oh, my God. This is the most disgusting thing I have ever heard. Every ladies group from churches miles around have stopped and are now praying for you. I feel bad for the people running behind you.
Exactly. They backed off.
I don't think you had mud flaps installed on your shorts. Therefore, as you ran, the poop would kick up into their face.
Ma'am.
And then as you sat down in that nice young Puerto Rican's cab, the poop began to marinate from your shorts into his back seat, forever to be known as the Puerto Rican poop cab. This is a horrible story.
They said they wanted a confession of our deepest, darkest secret. I tried to do what Justin and Malone wanted.
Okay.
You are a true kicker.